Thank you and good morning. Eureka City officials will vacate the budget motel this morning after city officials found numerous code violations and the County Superior Court upheld the decision on Thursday morning. The budget motel has had a history of code violations, and an inspection warrant was served at the motel last Tuesday. During the inspection, officials found more than 340 separate code violations, which included open wiring, missing plumbing fixtures, mold, severe cockroach infestations, as well as fire damage. The Superior Court initially issued an abatement warrant to allow the city to vacate the property on Monday. However, the owners of the motel, Ravindra and Amanda Kushwaha, requested a temporary restraining order against the city to fix the violation. On Thursday morning, however, a Superior Court judge determined that the violations posed an imminent threat to its occupants and the surrounding community. The city will provide relocation benefits to residents in the motel, and they will seek recovery on all costs related to the enforcement from the owners. The Yurok Tribe will work with the Cultural Fire Management Council, Terra Fuego, and the Nature Conservancy as they hold an in-depth fire training session for 30 firefighters. The training exercise will be held today in the Wichpec area as they teach firefighters how to properly conduct a cultural burn. The training session will prepare the group of trainees as they will perform cultural burns under the supervision of professional firefighters on Sunday. The program aims to help firefighters increase their qualifications to help apply for a career at any wildland fire station. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department flew their flags at half-staff yesterday afternoon as they honored a firefighter who was killed in Ventura County on Wednesday. Ventura County Fire Engineer Ryan Osler died in the line of duty after he sustained injuries in a fire apparatus accident while en route to the Canyon Fire burning near Lompoc. Osler, an 18-year veteran of the fire service, was the passenger in the vehicle, and the driver suffered minor injuries. Thursday morning, a little more than $930,000 in federal funding was awarded to Congressman Jared Huffman's district, funding that will be used to fund health centers across the North Coast. More than $111,000 will be sent to the Open Door Community Health Center in Arcata, while Southern Trinity Health Services in the Mad River area will receive $430,000. The Long Valley Health Center in Laytonville is slated to receive $44,000 as well. The Mendocino Community Health Clinic in Ukiah, as well as the Mendocino Coast Clinics in Fort Bragg, will receive $82,000 and $55,000 respectively, while the Redwoods Rural Health Center in Redway will receive $48,000. Thursday afternoon, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 2615, also known as the Rural After School Program Funding Bill. The bill was authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood, and it would ensure that rural school districts receive their fair share of federal funding for after-school programs. The previous funding distribution favored urban areas more, which Wood says puts rural schools at a significant disadvantage, and with the bill, the funding will be more equally distributed. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Redwood National State Parks will hold a cycling event this weekend as they celebrate the newest edition of the Mill Creek Watershed. Residents will file into the event for guided bike tours, biking challenges, as well as activities. The event is free for the public to attend, and it will be held from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then again on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested 22-year-old Covelo resident Michael Freeman after he burglarized a Covelo towing company and a radio station and then later vandalized an auto shop. Deputies were first sent to Round Valley Towing, and then they quickly discovered that the KYBU radio station had been broken into and that the Western Auto Shop in Covelo had been vandalized as well. Security camera footage led to the identification of Freeman, and he was later located on Howard Street. He was then booked into Mendocino County Jail for burglary, felony vandalism, as well as probation violation. Also in Covelo, Mendocino deputies arrested 21-year-old Jeffrey Joaquin, who was seen intoxicated in public near Crawford Road. Joaquin was standing in the middle of the roadway when deputies contacted him, and they placed him under arrest. Following his arrest, deputies discovered he had a dagger in his possession and that he was in violation of his post-release community supervision. Joaquin was booked into Mendocino County Jail for possession of the weapon, as well as public intoxication. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.